Hi, Craig James. We'll look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, there's no debate about what is the major issue in the coming week in Australia. It will be the job market. We have the figures on the wages, the wage price index, the main measure of wages in the economy. That will be coming out on Wednesday. And our Commonwealth Bank group economists expect that wages grew by 0.7% in the quarter and 2.4% over the year. Now, that would be a substantial pickup in terms of annual wage growth from 2.1% to 2.4%. If we get that sort of outcome, there may be some revisions by economists around town about the next move in interest rates. It may actually bring that timing a little bit forward. The other thing to be in focus over the week is the employment figures coming out on Thursday. Again, we're looking for fairly solid gains in jobs, up around about 25,000 in the month of October, and that jobless rate may remain at 5%. Remembering last month, what we saw is the jobless rate falling from 5.3% to 5%. If it falls much further, certainly again, yes, there will be a focus in terms of interest rates. If we look overseas, the major focus is the activity data coming out of the United States and China. So in China on Wednesday, we'll have the activity readings for October. That's retail sales, production and investment. And we'll get similar sort of readings coming out from the United States. Retail sales will be coming out on Thursday and then industrial production on Friday. Thrown in for a good measure in the United States is a measure of consumer prices that will be coming out on Wednesday. Of course, the major concern is whether the Chinese economy is slowing down too much at the moment and requires a bit more stimulus. We'll be able to get some sort of gauge about how the Chinese economy is faring when those figures will be released on Wednesday.